This is Suzanne Ito for ACLU.org. Father Mike Seifert knows perhaps as well as anyone the debilitating effect of the U.S. State Department's systemic refusal to deny hundreds and possibly thousands of American citizens' passports simply because of their Mexican-American heritage and the fact that they were birthed by midwives. Father Seifert is part of the Marist Fathers and Brothers, which serves the border city of Brownsville, Texas, and other smaller surrounding communities. According to Father Seifert, the average annual income of a family of four in the region is not much more than $8,000, and one of the most pressing problems in the region is the lack of any kind of health care system for poor people, which makes the State Department's denial of passports to members of Seifert's community particularly problematic. Because of the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative, all U.S. citizens will have to present a passport or passport card to return home through sea or land port of entry. At that point, Americans who must cross the border daily for work or family obligations but have not yet received their passports will be effectively barred from conducting the everyday business of their lives. And the people with whom Father Seifert works will effectively be barred from traveling to Mexico to obtain the affordable health care and prescription drugs that don't exist in the U.S. And that is just one example of the ways in which the State Department's denial of passports erodes the ability of U.S. citizens to live their daily lives. Today we're talking with Father Seifert about how the State Department's actions adversely affect Americans living in this region of the country. Access to affordable health care in Mexico is certainly one thing that will be impeded if the State Department continues to refuse U.S. passports to U.S. citizens living along the border. How will that impact the lives of the people you work with on a daily basis?
Well, certainly health care, because we have no public hospital in our area, but 1.5 million of the poorest people in the country. The closest public hospital is 7 hours away in Galveston. So people would go across normally to see their physicians. So that would be cut off. Also access to the pharmacies, which sell medications at sometimes a third the price on the U.S. side. Aside from that, and I think what's, to me, the most disturbing for people, if not heartbreaking, is that people have their parents and their grandparents, aunts and uncles, living just across the way, a 20-minute drive. And once this passport thing goes into effect, people who aren't able to get passports simply will not be able to see their parents or their grandchildren or their cousins or family.
And in what other ways will the State Department's denial of passports to U.S. citizens living in the southwestern United States affect the people there?
There are many people, since the border area, there are many people who have jobs on the other side of the border. Very common example is a lot of trucking business. So people who are the classic hardworking Americans, small businessmen, people really struggling to keep ahead, they won't be able to visit their job sites. There's a lot of people in Brownsville and McAllen who work in Matamoros and Reynosa in the factories called maquiladoras, and they also would lose their jobs.
What are the moral implications in your mind of the U.S. government refusing passports to U.S. citizens?
I think to me the most offensive thing is the moral question. Is that people who happen to be along the border, who happen to be Mexican-American, who happen to be born to midwives, are suddenly being treated as if they're criminals, if not, I think, worse than criminals, because they really can't address what's going on. They're made helpless. Regular people are being treated as if they are enemy non-combatants or some other strange thing. As if they're under permanent house arrest. They're U.S. citizens. They're simply being told that, no, the life as you've lived and supported is not going to be tenable under these new regulations. The thing that's really disturbing, I think to me it's another aspect of the moral part, is that it just seems to me an example of the lazy kind of thinking that comes with a government agency that has so much money and almost no oversight. And they, just with the stroke of a pen, ruin people's lives. They put out blanket suspicion on people who happen to be born to midwives because they couldn't afford health care, which was never made affordable to them to begin with. And then, even though they're judged individually, they're treated as if they abandoned the process, like it's their fault that they couldn't find these impossible documents and proofs of residency and all this other kinds of stuff. It's really, it's an act of humiliation. And I think the outrage is palpable when we get a group of people together and you start talking with them, and they're just regular stories. This one family was so proud of the first kid who was going to graduate from high school from their family, and he won an invitation to an international chess tournament, and they had saved up money for this trip. They go to apply for their passports, and they're denied. They're not going to be able to go. And they say, well, why? we're American citizens, but they're being treated as if, again, as if there's some sort of criminal. The other odd thing in it is that people who are not citizens, legal permanent residents, actually can go back and forth across the border, which, again, is just one more thing that irks folks who have been denied that freedom.